I'm Dan Schwartzman with your NBC Sports Audio Update. Full slate of games on the NBA schedule with five matchups featuring both teams with 500 or better records. As the Brooklyn Nets slip past the Washington Wizards 119-118, the Charlotte Hornets knock off the Boston Celtics 111-102, the Chicago Bulls defeat the Cleveland Cavaliers 117-104, the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Memphis Grizzlies 126-114, while the Dallas Mavericks slip past the Toronto Raptors 102-98. A three-way trade going down in the NBA as the San Antonio Spurs send Bryn Forbes to the Denver Nuggets, Denver sends Bol Bol and PJ Dozier to the Boston Celtics, while Boston sends Juancho Hernan Gomez in a second-round pick to the Spurs, who also received $2.35 million in the trade. Five top 25 teams in action in men's college basketball, as number 2 Auburn is hosting Georgia, number 11 Villanova loses at home to Marquette 57-54, number 12 Kentucky beats Texas A&M 64-58, 13th-ranked LSU loses at Alabama 70-67, while 20th-ranked Xavier gets past DePaul 68-67. Five top 25 teams also on the court in women's college hoops, as number 7 Iowa State loses to number 15 Texas 66-48, 14th-ranked Oklahoma beats West Virginia 88-76, number 15 Baylor knocks off Oklahoma State 67-49, while 24th-ranked Florida Gulf Coast dominates Stetson 78-41. Derrick Henry seems to be on track to play in Saturday's divisional playoff game against the Cincinnati Bengals, as the running back successfully went through a practice yesterday involving contact with defensive players. Henry has been out since fracturing his foot back on October 31st. The 2020 NFL rushing leader will go through practice the rest of the week before a decision is made on Friday whether he makes his return on Saturday. Baker Mayfield has undergone shoulder surgery to repair his torn labrum in his non-throwing shoulder. The Browns quarterback is expected to be out 4 to 6 months, but be back in time for training camp. Mayfield suffered the injury back in Week 2 and tried to play through it, but struggled this season, throwing 17 touchdowns and 13 interceptions in 14 games. Philadelphia Eagles general manager Howie Roseman, in a season-ending press conference, has declared Jalen Hurts the starting quarterback next year. The former second-round pick threw for over 3,100 yards, 16 touchdowns and 9 interceptions in 15 games, while also rushing for close to 800 yards and 10 touchdowns. Tampa Bay Buccaneers head coach Bruce Arians has been fined $50,000 by the NFL for striking his player, safety Andrew Adams, in the helmet with his open hand and also elbowing him. With your NBC Sports Audio Update, I'm Dan Schwartzman.